Guys, it's your beloved host of the Case in Point podcast. This is Justin Case. I decided to start doing these video vlog, whatever you want to call it. Yesterday I did one, but I haven't published it yet. I got a little bit of audio black magic to do on that one, but anyway, I decided I want to start doing these till I get sick of doing it. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, I kind of just wanted to share random thoughts. It's the end of the week. And I figured I would pick different things that I want to talk about. I normally don't get space to talk about on the podcast. Typically, we're talking about comic books, movies, toys, vintage stuff, all that, which I love. So this forum will be primarily just talking about random stuff that's been on my mind or other things that I'm interested in that we don't normally talk about on the show. I figured today we talk about purchasing habits, buyer's guilt, buying something where you really shouldn't be buying something. Because you have other responsibilities like paying the bills or making sure your kids have decent clothes to wear, that kind of thing. And some people might think that's boring, but I'm sure there's a good amount of you out there that think, you know what, I've been in that boat. When I bought something, I feel real guilty about it. I'd be real interested to know if you guys would either take something back to the store or just keep it and live with it. I know a good friend of mine who has purchased a Aquaman snow globe and has always felt guilty about purchasing the Aquaman snow globe. And I don't know which Jody Yearden I'm talking about, but he has an Aquaman snow globe that, like, back when, you know, we, like, 47 years ago, he spent a lot of money on this thing, and it's been kind of a joke now that, you know, he never took it back, but he always felt like, yeah, maybe he went overboard on it. And for me personally, I would say probably the thing that I feel I went overboard on and I shouldn't have spent a lot of money on, and my wife would disagree with everything I have to say about this because she thinks I go overboard on everything, but when she's right. But probably the thing that probably where I spent the most money and I shouldn't have would probably, I would say, more recently would be VIP tickets to a Comic-Con, because it turned out to be a big sham, you know. And I thought you'd get all kinds of loot with it, you'd get all kinds of cool autograph stuff. Yeah, that didn't happen. And we got rushed right to the front of the line along with everybody else that bought general admission tickets. That was kind of, I'll never do that again. That was a ripoff. And I've covered that on the podcast before, but, you know, I've always been the kind of person that always had money burning a hole in their pocket ever since I was a kid. You know, I remember I got a $20 bill from my dad for Valentine's Day when I was like fifth grade. And I felt like I was, you know, a billionaire, you know. And I thought I was Warren Buffett, you know. And, you know, in 1992 money, when you're a 11-year-old kid with no job, 20 bucks is a pretty good chunk of change, you know? And, but I burned through that pretty quick. And I think as an adult, obviously I think about other things that really are like, well, should I buy this? Do I just stash it until, like, I find something I really like, if it's a gift card? You know, do I just hang on to it until I need to use it for something practical? And I would say, by and large, I've gotten a lot better about that. But there's still times that, you know, I get my mind fixated on something and I really shouldn't go for it, or I don't need it. It's a nice to have. Because at the end of the day, especially if they're bigger items, I don't like buying a lot of small items that are junk, but I tend to buy bigger items that are expensive, and there's a couple things wrong with that, namely guitars. I'm a guitar addict, and I don't have nearly as many as some other people do, but I do have more than a lot of other people. So I'm kind of in that mid-range. But the thing is that when you buy an item that's expensive and it's big, it takes up a lot of room. I have a pretty good size house, but that's beside the point, because room is room. And when you have a lot of items that you've spent a lot of money on, you know, we recently had a wildfire come through my neighborhood last weekend, actually. And the first thing that went through my mind was, is like, well, that stuff probably gone, you know? And it really made me think, like, you know what? I don't need this stuff. And I should probably just get rid of it. Because I, you know, it's like, I don't need this stuff. Just trim down a little bit, you know what I mean? And the thing is like, I've never been a yard sale person or anything like that, you know, because depending on where you live, yard sales are kind of a scam waiting to happen from people stealing things. And I don't care if it's a $5 pair of pants. If they stole from me, I'm going to be really upset about that, because I don't do that kind of thing, no. So when you go to a yard sale, I guess probably, I don't know, if you're going to sell something at a yard sale, make it something you really don't care if they steal, or if it's something you don't want to part with for a small amount of money, because generally people that go to yard sales don't want to pay a lot of money for stuff, hence the yard sale and not retail. But anyway, you know, try and downsize a little bit, because the next thing you know, you're going to be in hoarders, and you're going to be having a storage unit that you're paying storage on, monthly fees. I know so many people that, and it's not including myself, obviously, but I know people that they get to a point to where they keep stockpiling. The next thing you know, do you really need 10 pairs of this? Do you need 30 pairs of Venetian blinds? Do you need 30 years worth of old greeting cards? No, you don't. Get rid of the crap. Give it away. Throw it in the garbage. Take it to the dump. Or donate it. It's just stuff. You can't take it with you when you die. You know, you're not going to need 10 pairs of Venetian blinds in the afterlife. At least not that I'm aware of. You know, so get rid of this stuff. You don't need it. It's crap. And I'll tell you, I used to have a lot of inventory, should we say, of mint on card action figures, toys, collectibles, and all that. And I went through, I started an eBay page. I went up and I started getting rid of stuff. I'm going to tell you something. It felt good. It feels good to get rid of stuff. And you know, it might be kind of hard at first if you're one of those people who's like, I don't know. Just do it. Sell one item. Get some money in your account. It feels good. Get rid of that stuff. I had stuff that I had in my house for 15 years with the intent of selling it one day. And I finally got around to putting up an eBay account and selling it. And this is not a plug for eBay. Sell it on another medium. Sell it through a classified ad. Whatever. You know, and obviously there's very safe ways to do that. Go in a well-lit area. Don't let people come over to your house. Meet them in a parking lot that's well-populated during the day. That kind of stuff. You know, make sure they're good for it. And, you know, just clear some stuff out. You don't need it. And, you know, it's like I bet you I cut down my stuff by like 50%. You know. And I'm looking to go down another 30 to 40%. So I only have 10% of what I had. Because, you know, your taste changes as a person. And that's kind of like my spiel on that. I think that, and I'm kind of done buying stuff. You know, I had a checklist of things I've always wanted. And I've kind of checked most of that list off. And, like, I have my Mr. T's Water War. So I'm good to go. And a lot of people probably don't even know what that is. But go on, do a search. Mr. T's Water War. And you'll know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to do the work for you. But just, you know, things like that. It's stuff from my childhood. And, you know, there's part of me, it's like, well, I want to go out and I want to collect all of the Centurion's toys. And I want to collect all the Mask toys, the old vintage stuff. And honestly, not a good idea. Money should be going into retirement funds or savings in case somebody gets sick and can't work. Your kids get sick. Always something. You lose your job. There's practical things. You need to build a nest egg. You know, and those things go through my mind. I don't know about anybody else, but, you know, it's funny. I'm on my way. I'm done with work for the week, and I'm going down to get a pizza. I ordered it ahead and picking it up on the way home. And I was like, you know what? I don't ever have anyone to talk to on the way home anymore. I used to work with my wife, and we have separate jobs now, so I don't get to talk to her and work at two different places. And so I was like, you know, this is a cool idea to do this. And there's so many people doing it these days that I'm like, you know what? It's not hard. I'll just flap my gums. And if you guys want to listen, great. Tell a friend. If you don't, tell an enemy, because I'll still be here tomorrow. That's for you, Jody and Jason. And lo and behold, I'm at a railroad crossing, and the arms have just come down, and there is a city bus that is gussied up to look like a trolley from San Francisco. It looks very stupid. That's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And, you know, it's funny, every time I got these railroad tracks, I just drove over, and I'm right under the arms, which probably isn't a good way, but I don't see any trains. We're good to go. You know, it's like, every time I drive over these tracks, this area of town, I'm reminded when I got my Trans Am. I have an 83 Trans Am that I'm turning into a kit from Knight Rider, or car, whichever you prefer. And I remember driving the car, getting home, and driving it through, and my wife said I was a dirtbag because I put my fist through the T-top, and she said it was very trashy. I agree with her, and I think it's funny. And she told me I was speeding when I got it, but I said, I can't help it if the car has horsepower. You know, it's got a good engine in it. Well, at least it did. I got to pull it and give it a once-over, make sure there's no issues with the pistons and all that stuff, make sure that the engine's in good shape. But I'm restoring that car. I have all the parts for it. I'm getting rust out of the floorboards and that kind of thing. Doing a restoration on the car. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, what I do is I've got this video player that I bought from a good guy on the Knight Rider Facebook fan page. They've got one called the Knight Foundation Forums. It's really cool. You guys should check them out if you're into this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's a video player, and I can just put through an SD card. It has all of the Knight Rider episodes on it. It's awesome. So I'll have that on my TV in the garage, and I'll just be working at kit. I'll be grinding stuff, taking off old weather stripping, pulling carpet, disassembling parts, putting them in Ziploc bags with a marker so I remember where stuff is. I probably won't remember where everything goes. It's going to be frustrating, but when I do get it done, it's going to be really very fulfilling if I can talk right tonight because I'm doing it all myself and not paying somebody to do it. I could pay somebody to do it. I could just buy a car that's already done, probably cheaper for what I'm restoring it for myself, believe it or not. But that's not the point. The point is I'm doing it myself. I've always wanted to do it myself, and I'm going to do so. And I really am looking forward to the day when the car is painted black and everything. It's great. I got a scanner. It talks. I've got the dash, electronics, everything. I just need to get some of the stuff like weather stripping and get it painted and stuff like that, and it'll be finished. And then after that, I'm buying an A-Team van, which will be great. You know, Mr. T's van from the A-Team TV show? That'll be cool. But at any rate, I arrived to get my pizza. I will talk to you guys later.